Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baidashny and I'm a principal technical evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And welcome to my training about Visual Studio Code for Mac developers. On the screen you can find my email address, you can find my Twitter account, and if you want you can find my book about developing Windows 10 applications with C# on Amazon. In this training I am going to discuss Visual Studio Code itself and lots of different features related to Visual Studio Code, including different extensions for Visual Studio Code. I called this training like Visual Studio Code for Mac developers just because I'm going to use my MacBook Pro. I decided to use MacBook in order to show that Visual Studio Code is really a cross-platform tool, but if you don't have any MacBook and if you are using Windows or Linux devices, you can use Visual Studio Code as well. And you will see the same menu items, the same set of features, and you will be able to use the same experience. So in general, I am going to create about 24-25 short videos, 15 minutes each. And in the first one, we are going to discuss what is Visual Studio Code and how to install Visual Studio Code, in my case, on my MacBook. So, what is Visual Studio Code? Visual Studio Code is a new lightweight code editor that is an open source and a cross-platform editor as well. So, you can use Visual Studio Code on Linux, Windows, and OS X operating systems. And you can use Visual Studio Code in order to develop games, web applications, and even plugins for Microsoft Office. So, Visual Studio Code is a really universal tool, and 4 or 3 months ago I told that Visual Studio Code supports more than 30 different programming languages. Today is not so true because Visual Studio Code supports extensions today, and you can develop own extension for your own programming language, or you can develop own extensions for existing programming languages. How to start working with Visual Studio? First of all, I would recommend to visit visualstudio.com site. If you are not going to install Visual Studio Code, for example, on Raspberry Pi 3, you can use Ready to Use package, and you can find link to this package visiting visualstudio.com. Additionally, you can find several important links, like link to Visual Studio Team Service. You can use Visual Studio Team Service on your Mac devices in order to manage all processes in your company, because it supports different methodologies, it supports lots of different dashboards, reports, you can create tasks, code repositories, and many other entities using Visual Studio Team Service. Of course, you will not be able to install Visual Studio Community on your Mac devices, but if you have Windows operating system, you can download Visual Studio Community 2015 for free. But in our case, we are going to use Visual Studio Code. So just click the button Download Code for Mac OS X, and we have to wait several seconds until my browser will download the package to my computer. You can see that Microsoft Team publishes lots of documents about Visual Studio Code, and you can find information about languages, you can find information about different runtimes and how to develop extensions. And there are several important links like FAQ page. There you can find some important links, like a link to open source repository related to Visual Studio Code. So if you, for some reason, you want to use the latest version of Visual Studio Code, or you want to compile Visual Studio Code for something special like Raspberry Pi, you can visit GitHub repository and you can clone this repository and try to recompile Visual Studio Code from scratch. In our case, I am going to use existing package. So let's open downloads folder, and you can see that I have a single package that I have to copy to my applications folder. And frankly speaking, that's all. Right now I can start working with Visual Studio Code. So let's try to run Visual Studio Code. You can see that because I downloaded this application from internet, I have a message about possible problems with this package, but because I used Microsoft website, I assume that I should not have any security issues there. So just click open, And for the first time, you have to wait a couple seconds. This one. And that's all. I can start working with Visual Studio Code. So let's install Visual Studio Code on your computers. And I'm going to dock Visual Studio Code on my main panel. And in the next video, we will see the most important menu items, and we will see how to start coding in Visual Studio Code.